We're going to start off with our match day minus one press conference with York United head coach Jimmy Brennan. Before we get started, standard rules apply. Can you all please mute your microphones and use the raise hand icon to ask questions? I will call you out by name. Please identify yourself with your outlet if I do not do that. And you can have one question, one follow-up question, and I will do a second round for second questions if time permits. So we're going to kick it off. Thanks for joining us, Jimmy.
Thank you. Hi, everyone.
Hello.
We're going to kick it off with Charlie O'Connor-Clark. Go ahead, Charlie.
Thanks, Mickey. Hey, Jimmy, how are you?
Good. How are you, Charlie?
Good. I guess to start us off, these training sessions in Winnipeg have obviously been the first time you've seen a lot of this group together, you know, as a whole unit. So just what's your impression early on so far? Is anybody kind of standing out at the moment?
You know, it's, I mean, like you said there, it is the first time we've really got the team together in training. It's been difficult for us. Obviously, we had 9 weeks of individual training and programs that we put the players on just to try to get their fitness levels up. And I think now the guys are just relishing being together, being in the same hotel, in the same room every day, having a bite to eat, hanging out and getting to know one another. So we're on a fast track with this, trying to get everybody getting to know each other tactically, how we want to play. You know, it's been a crash course, but the players are in good spirits. Look, it's been a while since they've played, and they're just dying to get on the pitch and start playing football again. It's been way too long. So the reality is they're just happy to be here now, and getting out on the football pitch, training as a group, and they're looking forward to the match on Sunday.
And just a quick follow-up sort of related to how you approach these games. Last year, set pieces were a big part of what you guys did a lot. Are you expecting them to have the same sort of impact this year? I don't know if it's more or less important when you haven't been training together to work on set piece routines.
Set piece, absolutely. I mean, it's a crucial part of the game. And it's something that you really have to pay attention to. We did last year, and we'll be doing it again this year. We've already started talking about it in the next couple of days. Today and tomorrow, we'll be on the training pitch as well, working on our set plays again. Because it's a vital part of the game, and you've got to pay attention to those details, attacking and defensive and defending.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Thanks, Charlie. We'll go next to Christian Jack. Go ahead, Christian.
Hey, Jimmy, appreciate your time. I just want to ask you, thanks for this. Can you give us a little bit of an enlightenment into the mind of a head coach like yourself when you're getting new players in late? How are they settling in? And then how do you go about evaluating them? And I'm sure as a leader of men, there's a gap there in terms of you don't want to have an opinion right away. You want to give them opportunities to prove themselves to you in different environments. How's that gone?
Yeah, you can't make an opinion right away on a couple of days of training. It doesn't work like that. You can be the best trainer in the world, but at the end of the day, it's about playing matches and how you perform on a Saturday. And we've told these players, look, it's going to take a while to settle in. This first match is going to be our first game that we've played. But you've got the opportunity to grasp your position and hold on to it. It's going to be difficult as well because we understand that the match fitness isn't there. It's going to take a while for them to get that, but we're going to be using our whole squad in these next few games. 8 games in 4 weeks is a hell of a lot of games for guys just getting into it. And then obviously after a number of games, you start evaluating players. We know what they can do, but it's up to us as coaches to get the best out of them, give them every opportunity to be successful. If the player's not ready, you can't chuck them in and expect them to play 90 minutes. So I've got to figure out which players' fitness levels are there, who's ready to play, who can last 90 minutes. Is it a player that I can bring on maybe the last 30 minutes and that way I can start building up his fitness levels? So the whole thing behind it is really getting to know your players and sitting down and talking with them and getting them to be honest and open and explaining how they feel, how their body is, where they are right now with their levels. Every day we've got the GPS on them so we know the loads, how we're pushing them. We've been very good and lucky that we haven't had any injuries. We've had a couple little niggles here and there, which is expected. But we've got to manage the players, and And like I said before, we've got to give them opportunities to be successful and show what they can do. So we've got to make sure that we do it right.
Thanks for that. Just a quick follow-up. I think you probably just answered most of my next question, but you said you wanted to give everyone opportunities to play. Maybe you could just talk a little bit about your two goalkeepers then, with Nico and obviously Nathan, because you know, arguably two of the best goalkeepers in the league. And you just said you want to give them opportunities to play. How do you look at that position right now? Is it a true position of strength for you?
Yeah, look, we're very happy we got two very good goalkeepers. It's important to have two solid goalkeepers that carry you through a season. And right now, the two of them have really bonded. That goalkeeper union is very, very strong right now within the club. Camilo's doing a hell of a job working with both of them. And they're bonding together, which is great to see, because a lot of times, you know, you get two goalkeepers that don't, they're like chalk and cheese, and you got to make sure that you've got two goalkeepers that understand that they're there to help each other, they're there to push each other, they're there for support. And we've got that with these two. And we've explained to them that they're going to be given opportunities. We can't ride one goalkeeper for eight games in 4 weeks. And they're going to get their time, and they're going to have to share their duties. And they've got to make sure that they're there for one another to support each other and make sure that they're giving each other the best opportunity and they've got the support behind them.
Great stuff. Thanks, Jimmy. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you very much, Chris.
Thanks, KJ. We'll go on to Robin Glover. Go ahead, Robin.
Yeah, hi. Can you hear me? Hi, Jim.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you just got Nicholas Hamilton in. I just received a tweet today that he joined the team. Nicholas Hamilton, great. But there were four South American guys. They were either in on loan status or awaiting work permits. Are they going to be with the team?
Not right now, no.
Oh, still not. Okay. But the roster's open for them when they arrive. Do you know when? Is that still?
We're not sure. Gus and Alex, they'll be dealing with that to find out if anything's going to change. But at the moment, no, they're not coming here. Nicholas Hamilton's here. We got Ozzy in, which was great. We got Gerard in, and then we got Alvaro. So we got the players that we wanted in, but we sent a few players on loan as well so that they can play and get games. But it's unlikely that they'll be here.
Okay. Now, the lack of training, because you guys got the word from the Ontario government so late that you didn't have as much time to train, do you anticipate this might cause a slow start in the bubble?
Yeah. Look, we know our situation. It's a unique one, to say the least. It's been very difficult. But, I mean, look, we can't look at it and use that as excuses. We know our situation. And we've got to get on with it. We've got to come together and realize what our goals are is to pick up points and get our fitness levels up as quick as possible. For sure it's going to be difficult, but the players are ready. They're ready to roll. We know every player is going to play an important role within the team. They're going to be called upon, and they've got to be ready as well. Yeah, you know, 9 weeks individual training is you know, it is difficult. It's hard for the players to deal with, but they've been great. They're just happy to be back on the pitch right now. Yeah, it might be a little bit of a slow start, but it won't take us long to get going.
All right, thank you, and good luck with the season.
Thanks, Robin.
Thanks, Robin. We'll go to James Grossi. Go ahead, James.
Thanks, Mickey. Hey, Jimmy. A lot of the big personalities that have helped define this side through the first two seasons departed in the offseason. I'm thinking guys like Joe DiChiara, Manny Aparicio, and a bunch of others. How has that changed the character of this group for you?
Yeah, we did. You know, we've losing Manu and Joe. Yeah, for sure. It's a big loss because they're a big presence in that dressing room. They've got great character. But, you know, we have brought in Jordan Wilson as well. Jordan's got a great character about him. Nico's come in. Dom, you know, they got good presence about them as well. And to be honest, the buzz and the vibe around the dressing room right now has been very good. It's very good. You know, they're all getting along together. Every day the banter's good and there's good chemistry right now. So we feel we're on the right track with this group.
Excellent. Thanks, Jimmy.
Okay.
Thanks, James. We'll go to Charlie.
All right. Jimmy, one of the things that you guys did try to do over the offseason to get some of these guys staying in the game was, you know, these loan deals like Mikey Petrasso out to England and Don going to Sweden. Has that helped, do you think? Like, are these guys a little bit sharper than they would have been?
Yeah, their fitness levels are there. Mikey's came back in fit. Don's looking good. And it's important because it was such a long offseason to get them out and playing somewhere. You know, it's important that these players are playing as much as they can, especially, you know, the young guys. You feel sorry for them as well because of COVID. You know, 18, 19 years old, you're only playing a couple of games over a year and a half. It's difficult for their development. And the more players that we can get out on loan would have been great, but it's very difficult. It's very difficult to get players out on loan, especially younger ones. But now that we got a full season, it's something that we can look forward to. And I think the guys are just waiting to grasp this opportunity now, playing a full season. They know exactly what's going to happen. They know the schedule. So it's going to make a big difference for us. And the more games that they get, maybe in the off season, you can send a few more players out on loan because now they're in the eye. People can watch and you can start shipping a few more players out on loan in the off season.
And just quickly on those young players that you mentioned, I mean, you look at the roster and it feels like the club is trending a little younger. Like, are you expecting to see these guys like the Ija Hallies and the Max Ferraris kind of step up a little bit more and take on bigger roles this year?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, this is what this league's about, is developing these young Canadian players and giving them opportunities. They deserve it. You know, Max has been great. Ija's been great. You look at Lowell. Lowell's come in very fit this season. He's looking solid. He's starting to fill into that big frame of his. Isaiah, we brought in Jordan Faria, we brought in Tariq. We got a lot of young, smart, pacey footballers, which is great to see. And I think, you know, over the next year, 2 years, you'll really start to see these players shine. But they just need opportunities. And they're ready. We sat down with them, we talked to them, told them, you're going to get your opportunities and make sure you take them. And they're excited. They're really excited for it. So, and I am as well, because for me, I'd love nothing more to see young Canadian players turning professional and getting pro minutes, and then eventually moving their way up and getting into a national team program. So, you know, I think it's exciting times with these young players.
Thanks, Jimmy. That's great.
Thanks, Charlie. We'll go to Matt Cullen. Go ahead, Matt.
Thanks very much, and thanks, Jimmy, for doing this. Jimmy, I'm wondering what you take away from last summer. It was such a bizarre scenario. It was so compact, so tight. You had some good moments, and, of course, at the end there were some moments that I'm sure you wished panned out differently. I'm just wondering what you take away from that in terms of lessons for this season, which is a lot more traditional.
Yeah, it was – I mean, look, that was very unique. It was such a difficult time, I think, for everybody. Knowing that you're going to play 7 games and try to prepare for that. We were in a kind of the same situation as well, where we didn't have any friendlies going into that. You know, we were limited with our training. But we felt we had the boys in the right position. You know, we lacked up top. We didn't have a couple strikers that we were supposed to get in. We couldn't get them into the country, which made it difficult. You know, just defensively, I thought we were sound. We had some good moments and spells and games, but we just lacked in that final third. We just couldn't finish. I think if we had that big number nine or that legitimate striker that plays at nine, I think it would have been a little bit different. If we had somebody that could score 4 or 5 goals, it changes everything. And it was upsetting as well. You lose one match and you go home. But at least this time now, you've got a whole season to really get things right, get yourself organized, and determine the style of play and how you want to manage the team. It was just so quick, one game after the other, 7 games, and you're out the door. So we're looking forward to actually having a season and getting back into real-time football.
And that leads into my next question, just to follow up there, is where do you think you've improved on the pitch the most compared to last year? Is it the position? Maybe it's a certain aspect of the game. Is it pace? Where do you think your team, your squad has improved the most?
I think we've got bags of pace now. We've got an awful lot of pace out wide. know, if you look at Max, Aija, Tariq, Faria, Ensa, we've got an awful lot of pace, which is great. And obviously we brought in Julian, we've got Oz, we've got Lowell, we've got three out and out number nines. Now they can play up top. Underneath, if we want to play with a false nine, we've got Noah, we've got Petrasso, we've got Alvaro. So I think just getting all these players in and giving us options in certain positions has really helped us. Defensively, we, you know, bringing in Dom's been a massive help for us as well. Also Tariq and Abzi that can play left back or play left midfield. So we just feel we got a good balance all across the pitch right now.
Thank you, and looking forward to tomorrow. Good luck.
Thank you.
Thanks, Matt. We'll go to Brady Reid. Go ahead, Brady.
Thanks, Mickey. Jimmy, I appreciate you taking the time. You touched on Zator a couple times there. Obviously, a major addition for you guys in the offseason. And, of course, he comes from Cavalry. So I'm curious, have you had any conversations specifically with him about, you know, playing the old team? And perhaps, you know, is there any added incentive amongst the group to kind of get a result on his behalf?
No, I wouldn't ask him how Tommy coaches or his style of play or what they do tactically. No, I did actually. Of course, I sat down with him. I sat down with Dominico and said, tell me everything. Need to get an advantage. Look, they, of course, when you play your old team, it's always a big game for you, you know, because you want to go out there and prove to them, well, look, it's your mistake and another team's game. So they want the 3 points. They know it's going to be a battle. And it's always a good game when we play Cavalry. They're going to be up for it. It's going to be their first game of the season. It's our first game of the season. We've got two players that played for them last year that want to have a good start and want to get one up on them. So, look, Dom's a great guy, great leader. He's got a good presence in the back. He knows this league. And he's a defender that you can rely on. I think it's going to be a good partnership with him and Big Raji at the back there. And then obviously with Nico. Nico's a tremendous keeper as well. We got good competition with both of them. So look, it's going to be a good game. And we're looking forward to it, to be honest.
Yeah, me too, Jimmy. Appreciate you. Thanks.
Thanks.
Thanks, Brady. We'll go to Giancarlo. Go ahead, Giancarlo.
Thanks, Mickey. Hi, Jimmy. Hope you're doing well. Just curious, you touched on it earlier about some of the young players like Aija Haley and Max Ferrari. They had great Island Games tournaments. Just curious, as yourself as a coach, yourself, Paul Saltieri, the great careers you've had, what's some advice you give to some of these young players to maybe get the most out of them and make sure they replicate that performance during a full year?
Well, for us right now, it's especially here, is creating a good, healthy, positive environment. They're young guys, but you want to treat them like men, because when they step out on that pitch, you know, they've got to do a man's job. You're a professional footballer now. But at the same time, you know, we've got to look after them. And like I said before, we've got to make sure that we can give them every opportunity and resource to be successful. And the big thing for me is allowing them to express themselves when they get out on that pitch and play football. They've got to showcase what they got. And for me personally, when a young player gets out into that pitch, that's his theater. That's where he shines. That's where you see the true character of an individual. You might get some guys off the pitch very, very quiet. Some are very loud. Everybody's completely different. But when they're on that pitch, that's where you really start to see their identity of who they are, because they're expressing themselves. And I tell the young guys all the time, I will never, ever stop you expressing yourself when you get out in that pitch. Showcase what you got. Show everybody why you're here. You deserve to be here. Show your talent and make things happen. Show a little bit of magic when you get out in that pitch. Sure, tactically, you've got to understand your tactics. That's an important thing. But in the right areas at the right times, go express yourself and go enjoy this game.
Thanks, Jimmy. Best of luck this weekend.
Thank you.
Thanks, and we'll go to our final question with Lucas Weiss. Go ahead, Lucas.
Thanks, Mickey. Jimmy, thanks so much for doing this. You mentioned earlier how for a lot of your players, they're just dying to get back out on the pitch. I'm just curious, from your perspective as coach, what you're feeling about getting back on the pitch, getting back out there coaching these guys.
We've been dying to. Listen, it's been such a wonderful feeling just being back on the pitch with the boys, having the banter, putting in hard work, good training sessions. and the build up towards games, you miss that. You know, that's what you thrive on. Myself and Paul and Camila, we're not players anymore. And this is where we get our buzz now. Interacting with the players, preparing games, preparing training sessions, being out on the pitch, getting those butterflies before big games. We've missed it. You know, the players have missed it. The coaching staff have missed it. The fans have missed it. Everybody has. And I'm sure you guys have as well in the media. You know, there's nothing better than having a week of preparation. And then the game comes on Saturday and everybody's just ingrained in that match and the buildup. So, you know, we've been waiting for this a long time, and it's just great to be back out on the pitch training with the players now.
Thanks, Jimmy. Best of luck.
Thank you very much, Lucas.
Thanks, Lucas. So we'll just go to Coach Jimmy, see if you have any final thoughts, final words before we wrap this up.
No, look, just I think for all of us, not just the players and staff, but for you guys as well, you know, we're all excited to get going again, get back on the pitch, and just watching football, Canadian domestic football, which is, it's great to see. And we've got a season ahead of us. So enjoy it, guys. I hope you enjoy the season. And I'm sure we'll see you around once this COVID's over. We're back in our domestic markets, and we can have one-on-one conversations and a cup of coffee.
Awesome. Thanks, Jimmy. Good luck tomorrow. Thanks everybody, for joining.
Hello, everyone.
On Cavalry at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard on Sunday on One Soccer. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Jimmy. Thanks, Owen.
Recording stopped.